Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo erirangi poho, he parakuihi tēnei. You're listening to 95 BFM Breakfast. We're very lucky to be joined by a special guest on the airwaves. Morena to Chris, aka Drone Eater. Morena, Chris, you there?
Chris, come
to
us.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Chris, where you gone? Okay, all good. We're going to jump on with Chris in a second, but first we're going to listen to their new single, Tō Wairua, which is out tomorrow. This is your first listen of this, and then we're going to have a little kōrero about it. Stay tuned. so good. That's Drone Eater with Thor Wairua, Junus Orca Vocal Mix. It's out tomorrow. It's unreleased, everyone. Get excited. We're very lucky to be joined on air by Chris, aka Drone Eater. Morena.
Tēnā koe, o te rā tēnā koutou.
Morena, kei te pehea koe?
O, kei te ahua ora au, ahua hupe ihu. Ihu hupe, it's a phrase that comes to mind. It means, literally it means a snotty nose, a blocked nose, but means metaphorically it also means a bit of a novice or a beginner, which I certainly am in this world.
Cool. Well, amazing. So cool to have you here. Thank you for joining us for a kōrero, and thank you for letting us do a little early spin of your new waiata. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. Represent, all good. Happy.
So excited to be talking about this. The new single is out tomorrow, and you've got an EP next week, which is called Ngā Oro Roria. Tell us a little bit about where this EP has come from for you.
Cool, sure. Well, I te tuatahi, ko tēnei te mihi atu ki ngā iwi mana whenua o te rohe nā, arā ko ngā iwi te tauma iwa o Tāmaki Matauro, tēnā koutou. O te rā, ko tēnei hoti te mihi nui ki o koutou, tēnei whare whataruruhau, arā ko BFM. Thank you so much for supporting me, for sharing my music. I wanted to have a big thanks to you guys.
Oh, kia ora.
So this EP, Ngā Oro Roria, which means something kind of along the lines of drone sounds, perhaps you can guess that I'm quite interested in this concept of drone music. Drone being the idea of a single note being held and explorations, melodic explorations, playing around with that drone concept. I think I was originally inspired by it through Motetea, old Māori chanting, where someone would hold a drone note, a chant, and their voices would kind of oscillate around that note. I also found drone music in Middle Eastern and Arabic and lots of other cultures' music. So about a year and a half ago, I started working on this electronic music side of stuff, aka Drone Eater. This tune in particular, Tō Wairua, it came about in Raumati in summer this year, early 2025. I had some people staying at our place, some very close friends, some whānau, one of whom is the Christchurch producer and DJ, Junus Orca. So they were hanging out in our place, and then they left, and I was inspired to write a song. At the same time, I had been experimenting with different genre of music. I have a very close friend down here. His name's Alvaro Moreno. He is the founder and lead organizer for Nelson Techno Collective. And so they make dub techno music. So I was looking into, okay, what makes dub techno music? And so started coming up with a few beats. And then I also wanted to consider te reo Māori in new contexts. That's something I'm really interested in. And one context in particular I am excited to hear te reo Māori more and more, and it's kind of the sexy, sweaty dance floor. And so thinking about that context, I was thinking, what's some house-type vocals that I could come up with that would really fit into that context? So I came up with those words, tō wairua, tō tīnana, your spirit or your soul, your body, as if someone on the dance floor is craving that from another person. After that came the bridge, which is a part where someone is talking about how they're going to miss someone when they're not with them. I have two friends down here, Keely Ferris and Salome Fa'a So'o, and both of them very kindly lended their voices to this tune. And it was after all of that that the idea came about to actually connect this to the pūrākau of Hine Raumati, Hine Takurua, and Atamanui Te Rā, which is the sun god and his two maidens, his winter and summer maiden. And I thought about reconceptualizing the story from their perspective, seeing how the wāhine feel about having Tamanui Te Rā leave them for half a year. What does that feel like for them? And then this banging tune came out because Junus Orca came and sprinkled some magic crank dust on it.
Rawe. Such a cool story and such an interesting sort of melting pot of genre that your music lends itself to. There's sort of everything across the spectrum of electronica, as well as, you know, incorporating te reo Māori and vocals and percussion, tango puoro. I feel like that's a really interesting kōrero that's happening at the moment in terms of Māori electronic music, and we've got terms like hiko coming out from artists like Mokotron.
Exactly.
Yeah. What do you think constitutes Māori electronic music? Big question.
Great. Well, you know, I'm privileged to be walking in the footsteps of people who have come before me, you know, stretching right back to the likes of Dame Hinewehe Mohi in the early noughties with her Pōtahitanga and Moana Maniapoto and her Moana and the tribe, Moana and Iwi, Moana and the Moa Hunters. I mean, we also have the likes of Upper Hutt Posse with their pioneering work. Then we get to today's time and we have, you know, legends, tōtara, like Mototron, Geneva AM. These people are people that I am proud to be following along and being inspired by. So it's not like I'm crafting something new here or totally out of cloth myself. However, I think that Te Reo Māori is a language that is beautifully suited to every context. We're in Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori coming up this month is Mahuru Māori. The point of Mahuru Māori is to embed Te Reo Māori in our daily lives within different contexts. This is the least we can do as a society for, you know, for literally stealing our language. So having it in the context of hiko, electronic music, is something that I think fits perfectly fine in there. I think there's also a spiritual or a component to Te Reo Māori that allows people to be transported to a spiritual place. Thinking of things like Mōtiatia, Karakia, and that type. And I think an element of drone music that I like, which is connected to that, is this kind of psychedelic, meditative exploration element that is invited by that type of language and that type of sound. So I think they fit together really well.
I think so too. It's really beautiful to bring those worlds together, and must make for a really interesting creative process for you, sort of drawing connections between these two worlds, which can feel really different at times, but then share a lot of similarities in terms of like futuristic electronica sort of sounds and more traditional Te Ao Māori, you know, Tango Poro and such.
I think they do fit very well. You know, as people would hear when they listen to the rest of the EP when it drops next Friday, as you said, there is a whole range of different music I explore in this EP. The first song is actually, it started off, it's called Pihe. It's started off originally as a 96 BPM hip-hop tune, however, morphed into this kind of prototype dance tune, however, at the very slowed down 96 BPM pace. And in that song, I have some characteristic drone-eater qualities, which is I spend hours scrolling and trawling for samples to use in my music. And I cut these samples up and play with them and have a lot of fun turning the samples themselves into dance-type elements. That song explores that a lot. It was an early part of my journey in that process.
Talk to me a little bit more about Nelson Techno Collective and what the electronica scene is looking like down there, because we hear a lot about Ototahi Bass and the amazing electronica of Te Waipounamu, but I feel like we don't hear a lot about Nelson.
Yeah, represent. Nelson Techno Collective is an awesome organisation down here. They are a record label as well as a promoter. As I said, Aotearoa Moreno was one of the founding members there. He's a close friend. Both him and I teach together at the same school here, so that's how we met, and which is where I am now. So excuse any noise in the background if there is any. And so Nelson Techno Collective started as an idea 3-5 years ago by these people, especially Aotearoa, who had come from Spain, thinking, man, we have some fat music over there in Spain. How can we try and connect the community that we know exists here? Because Nelson has long been the home of alternative electronic music. You know, you can think of the likes of Minwi and Twisted and Fat and all those festivals that happen over in the Bay. Those types of audiences are found here in Nelson. Nelson Techno Collective put on great gigs. We were extremely lucky and proud to host Mokotron in April. We had him down here through Nelson Techno Collective. It happened to be a week after the announcement of his receiving of the Tate Prize. So that was super fat.
Very cool. Oh, so good. I'm so excited for this EP to drop next week, and so perfect to be releasing during Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. I mean, you know, every week is Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, but but especially next week, and especially, you know, given the current climate, etc.
I'd like to say that it's special to be riding this wave that Te Reo Māori is in at this moment. And I think that regardless of what certain political machinations may be hoping to stop the way the tide is flowing, the tide is in fact far too strong for that to be stopped. Te Reo Māori is with the people, and the people love Te Reo Māori as a way to express who they are. Te Reo Māori is a lens into the Māori culture. You cannot understand Māori culture, the Māori wairua, or the Māori spirit, the Māori being without Te Reo Māori. And I am only an extremely proud māngai, waha, proud to be speaking Te Reo Māori. I am by no means an expert, and I have a long journey, but I am really happy to be raising my daughters at home with my partner in Te Reo Māori and be on that journey with us as a whānau, you know.
Tautoko, so cool. Okay, very good. I'm gonna let you go, but I've just loved chatting with you. And you know, you've got lots of other exciting stuff as well. You've got the EP out next week, and then you've also got a couple of other projects that you're involved with, such as Suena Oro.
Yeah, Suena Oro is another project, a live band project that, again, Alvaro and I are in. Suena Oro started as a vehicle for us to play live the children's lullabies that we'd written for our daughters. Alvaro has two boys, and we both wrote Te Reo Māori or Spanish language music for them. And playing these songs live, they kind of got stretched out, psychedelicified, reggaeified, and we ended up writing tunes for this band. And now Suena Oro is an extremely fun project to be a part of. We are recording an EP at the moment. We hope to have that an EP release party in November. We'll keep you guys in the loop. You can find us on Instagram.
Very cool. Thank you so much, Chris, aka Drone Eater, for having a kōrero with us today about your new single, Tō Wairua. It's out tomorrow. Everyone can head to Bandcamp to get that. And then next week, Friday, everyone can head to Bandcamp to get Ngā Ora Rōria, which is your new EP. Tēnā koe, Chris. Thank you so much for having a kōrero with us this morning.
Hey, tēnei te mihi atu ki a koutou me ngā kai whakarongo. Tēnā koutou.
Oh, kia ora. Kia pai te rā.